Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, all you great listeners out there. Welcome to another edition of Comedy Central. I mean, We the People Radio. We're at KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. Hey, this is pre-recorded. It's Thanksgiving weekend, so don't call, but feel free to get on the chat room. Hey, so we're here with Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, Bob Martin, and some very special guests today. And I imagine that we'll dispense with all the frivolity so that we can get right into the really
fun.
I know. Well,
I didn't agree to
do it along
anyone,
the way.
Anyone want to fight that? We're not dispensing with the frivolity. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't know got into her today.
Our normal chit-chat about unimportant things.
We're pre-recording in the afternoon. You know, she's all serious and
everything. I know.
Hey, so, I would just say this. Since this is being played back on Sunday, you might want to remind him about the Tea Party meeting tomorrow night and that theme you worked so hard to come up with.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. Yes. It's a whole week away now. Oh, yeah, because Monday night is Have a Cow Night.
Bring your beef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bring your beef about the county.
Anything
that's the
about
focus.
You know, the planning department.
Or the planning department.
You know,
even the planning department.
Or the planning department. Yeah, the planning department would be good.
I hardly ever hear any complaints except about
the planning department. So it's all about Shasta County on Monday night at the Tea Party. It's 2670 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church, 6 o'clock sharp. Be there, be square.
Yeah. So, and there will be, I'm not sure what we'll call them, trinkets or prizes, but, you know, I was thinking somewhere along the lines of, like, ice cream cones, cheese, you know, some other, I mean, I can't really bring, you know, steaks, although that would be a really good prize. You know, you come and share your beef, and then we send you home with some of ours.
Maybe get an In-N-Out Burgers?
Oh, that's a good thought. Maybe I should go make friends with them. So, yeah, you know, depending on how many people we have, we'll cut it up so that you have, you know, 2 or 3 minutes or whatever. We're not going to do Q&A or any of that, but come and share your issues because there are lots of them. And
personal experiences.
You might be feeling like you haven't been heard by... Mm-hmm. Like the planning department, maybe, for instance.
Yeah. And then we'll be sure to give them all copies of the CD so they know.
Oh, yeah, and it'll be on YouTube. So, you know, if you don't want to be seen, you could bring, say, some sort of a mask. And
come in a mask.
But, you know, the elections are coming up, and, you know, you have these county board of supervisors that are running, and who's responsible for, say, the planning department, but the board of supervisors. And so just to let everybody know that you're really on point, we have some people with some pretty grievous issues, and then there are... others of you out there lurking, so all of you show up.
This is your chance, folks.
Welcome to Have a Cow Night.
Thanks.
Bob, was that good?
That was excellent.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, and I have a feeling that we won't get back to this, so 6 o'clock on KCNR tonight, Sovereign Minds with Mr. Mark Kent.
Yeah, we don't know what he's talking about, but
I'm sure
it'll be fun.
He'll have come up with something by then.
Yes, he's got several days to come up with that, so.
Tune in.
Fantastic.
So, Aaron and I attended Project Taken's workshop. Now, we had him on, Cameron Gamble, a few weeks ago. And he's here in the studio with a couple of folks that were in the class with us. And, he'll tell us a little bit about Project Taken, maybe a bit about his background. But we wanted you to know what it was like because we went through it. It was, all about staying safe, being aware, not becoming a victim. And, it was a little frightening. But very worthwhile.
Super realistic. I mean, if you're going to do something like that and it's actually kind of cheesy and silly, you know, it's not very constructive.
Yeah, so we're going to tell you exactly how that went down. So without further ado, shall we
Welcome
have
to Cameron. Oh,
Cameron,
we should tell
up.
People, though, before we do that, that if they go on to the webpage at wethepeopleradio.us, all the information about Project Taken is on there, email links, you know, information on the coursework and all that stuff, and that would be a great place to start. Mm-hmm. And then once the show is completed, give it till probably 1 o'clock this afternoon, And you will have a sound file you can email to people along with all that information, because everyone you know is going to want to take this class.
And folks, if you have a mother, a daughter, a sister, a niece, a grandmother, a brother, a father, a son, a nephew, you need to listen to this show. And your pets. You need to listen. This is for everybody.
Oh, no pets. Cameron,
darn.
Man, the PETA guys are going to be all over you. Cameron said
no pets.
Aren't
they family members?
Oh, wait, we're not supposed to have pets. PETA doesn't like pets. I forgot about that. They all have to be wild. I hate to break it to them, but our schnauzers aren't sleeping on our pillows.
in West Hollywood, they're now officially companions. They're not pets. Did you hear about the law that West Hollywood passed this week?
Yep, heard it this morning.
What?
Yes, they've outlawed the sale of anything.
Anything animal, basically. Which would be leather shoes, leather purses, leather,
what
leather,
about
leather.
Hamsters?
I don't know about hamsters. They didn't talk about hamsters. Or guinea pigs. Or rabbits. It was a pretty broad brush.
But pets are legally considered companions in West Hollywood.
Huh. Now, I am a dog lover. I have a dog.
She's a pet sitter.
He's a member of my family, but I don't forget that he is a dog.
That's good. Otherwise, we'd have to kick you off this show.
I know.
And we have other choices for who to co-host.
We have a great we have a full house today, actually. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can count. 6 of us in the studio.
No,
and we've got the air conditioning on because of that. So, anyway, enough blabber. Cameron,
talk to
take
us about
it
Project Take It.
Okay, good morning. Thank you again. This was our second event that we have had in the Reading area in the last month. And this one, they just keep getting better from the participants, the people who have come and signed up, through the role players who get involved with this and the impact we're making on the community. So it's becoming what I envisioned it to be. And I'm very thankful for folks like you guys to have us on, that you keep getting behind us and making this thing happen. So thank you.
Okay, so tell us what the acronym TAKEN stands for.
Yes, TAKEN is an acronym. It stands for Taker, Awareness, Kidnap, Engagement, and Negotiate. And those are the lessons that I bring my students through and kind of take the highlights out of each one of them so that they can continue to remember those things throughout life.
Okay.
And so the whole idea for this, for the folks who haven't, you've been on our program before, so if people would like to really get a lot of preliminary information, they ought to travel back 5 weeks or so,
five or six weeks,
and listen to that program in our archive. But for the people who don't know what it's about at all, why don't you give them sort of the idea of where you come from and how this evolved?
Yeah, it started about 6 years ago with this small little church in Alabama training some missionaries that were going overseas. And I had gone to the owner of the company at the time I was working for and said, listen, there's a tremendous need for folks who are really getting in harm's way here. And I met some resistance with it. And at that point, I decided, okay, this is something I want to do. I don't know what it looks like yet. And continued to work with the military, gaining my tools, sharpening my tools, and building this program. And 2009, about November 2009, is when I really started to dig in and say, okay, what does this look like? How does it apply to missionaries? But then it kind of evolved in, okay, not just for missionaries, for everyday citizens, because the statistics are staggering in terms of abduction just in the United States, not even getting into traveling overseas. Far worse when we get overseas. But training the military, what an honorable thing it was. But wanting to train civilians who just don't have the ability to go through that type of training that the military gets to.
Well, it's not available.
Sure.
I mean, how would us regular people even get that kind of training? It's not even there.
Right.
So you still consult with the military.
I do, yes.
Still train them.
Still train, just specifically with the Navy SEALs at this point.
Nice.
And you fly back to Virginia once a month.
Is that correct? Off and on.
Yeah.
Kind of, I don't know, on call
okay.
with them.
Okay.
It's kind of a neat
thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got, you were inspired by 9/11.
Very much. I was working for the airlines when September 11th had happened, and the National Guard that came in, I was just, those men that stood at the checkpoint in full uniform, they just spoke volumes to me and what they represented. And through relationships with them, I started really looking at the military. And as September 11, 2002 was when I graduated from survival training.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. There are no coincidences in life.
Not at all. Not at all. And now, so you've brought this into the private sector, and the course that you give, which Aaron and I and several of our friends took, is about 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have to say that it can be a little disturbing, not in a sense that would give you nightmares, but
stressful.
You don't sugarcoat anything.
I can't.
Which I think would be a real disservice, actually.
It would be, and I've thought about it. How do you reach as many people as this thing needs to reach and make it work for everybody so they can receive it? Well, the facts are it's not. There are going to be folks who can't deal with it based on life experience or just their maturity. But I can't water this thing down. Captivity is not watered down in the least bit, so why would this thing be? And my goal from the beginning in bringing in the professional actors has been, how do I make it as realistic as possible so people can experience captivity without being in captivity and making it safe at the same time?
Sure. Learning how to, you know, and it isn't about weapons and it isn't about physical self-defense. It's about mental awareness and mental self-defense, which is something all of us can do. So if people are thinking, well, I'm not an athlete, doesn't matter. And for those of you who think it's not going to happen to you, it's what, one person, man, woman, or child, every...
1.2 every 10 minutes.
1.2 every 10 minutes.
That's so just in the U.S.
We've already lost several people. We're going to take a quick break here, come back with some folks who took this coursework, and I think it'll make a lot more sense to you here in a minute. We'll return with you here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
A vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at millerautotransport.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. I'm glad we're not invisible. We're all here, and I can see every one of you. You are joining We the People Radio, and we have a very special room of guests today. Cameron Gamble from Project Taken, Kimberly and James, who were participants in the class that took place last weekend, along with Aaron and myself and several others. Things are changing out there in the world. It has a lot to do with politics and being over budget and realignment of prisoners from state prisons, and you know the list goes on and on. And there is no better time than now for Project Taken.
Absolutely. Okay, so Cameron, you suggested the song, so talk to us about what we just heard and how that fits into your program.
And all and everything that you taught us about how you find someone, how you track them, how you stalk them, how you begin to find them.
Well, we should probably qualify that a little bit. That's, that's just another service he provides for the people who are taking the class.
Through technology.
By way of illustration.
It's a simple process. I mean, again, with Project Taken, making it as realistic as possible, one of the luxuries I don't have that I did in the military was, in order to gain the attention of your students, you capture them. And you do this while they're in some sort of phase of training, but I can't just go and grab my students. They wouldn't understand it. They wouldn't know how to deal with it. So I allow them to come into the class, and every class is set up different as well. So if you go to the Project Taken event last weekend, you're going to see something different next weekend. So for those of you listening going, all right, and taking notes, what to expect, guess what? I'm going to dislocate your expectations. But it's out there. We put ourselves out there, whether it be through Facebook or the way we chat, the way we have phone conversations. And so what I do is I grab the open source information and I find wormholes. I find who's connected to who on Facebook and where this person has been for the last certain amount of time. Build a storyboard And when they come into the class, I have already had this information. And the great thing is, well, not for my students, it doesn't take a lot of time for me. But that means someone who does this a lot and who is really good at it,
it doesn't take them any time either.
No time at all. And they're just grabbing all these little pieces of your life and putting them together, what we think is insignificant. Well, I'll check in here, but not here. I'm staying safe here, but not here. But when you put it on the wall and storyboard it, it makes sense to this person. And then they can find your patterns and find your vulnerabilities and get in and follow you. And then they test to see just how aware you are and how close they can get. And so what I'll do is find certain individuals in the class, like Stephanie here, or Kimberly here. Sorry, Stephanie was victim for next week. find someone like Kimberly.
Run, Stephanie, run.
Who is on Facebook, but not necessarily wide open for the information I can get. But that's more of a challenge for me, and I like that.
So tell us the whole story about how you found Kimberly and how you stalked her all the way into the class. Because she didn't know.
Yeah, give
us
the detail, because then, we just came in and sat down, and then you unraveled the storyboard for
us. And then
us.
We get her perspective.
Yeah, the story is simple. It goes like this. I see a girl, say Kimberly, in a store, whether it be Target or Walmart, it does not matter where. I see her, and she kind of fits my profile. And again, I represent one type of taker, but that she fits my profile. So
you like blondes with blue eyes.
Sure.
Let's just say.
Yeah, we'll see how close we can get to that. So I will follow her around the store and probably give her a creepy feeling if I get caught, but because I know that she is not trained, or at least nobody is.
Unaware.
She is not going to do anything other than have a creepy feeling. And I'll continue to get close. I'll follow her through the line, and I'll see whatever she can display to me in terms of vulnerability. So when she pays, how is she paying? Is she guarding herself? Is she opening up her wallet so I can catch at least her name? And that's all it took. I caught her name. So with her name, I go to Facebook. And it's just wide open. And then all of a sudden I can narrow her down based on city that I saw her in, her name, and what she looks like. And once I found her description and that's her, then I just look for the wormholes. Because even though Kimberly may have all of her settings set to private, it's her friends who don't. It's her friends who tag her in photos. And so I can start connecting these other people to her life. And once I do that, I can get in. And I can see just enough to get me to the next step and the next step. And with Kimberly, we went an additional step to really bring this thing home for her. And we were able to access certain things on her phone that could tell us where she was.
And what were those?
It's called geotagging. And it's basically a ping that your cell phone sends out to the towers. And it gives your exact longitude and latitude position anywhere you are in the world, as long as you're pinging off of a tower.
So really talented takers, kidnappers, for all of you in the Unproject Taken world, they know how to do this.
Not even the talented ones. Like we discussed earlier, there's folks out there that have built this technology that have made it available to the general public.
Sure.
For a very, very cheap price.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not difficult to get your hands on that type of stuff, but we went a different route.
Okay.
And yeah, we were able to get in and get a little bit of information, but what we found was where she lived, where she spent most of her time. And from there, we have a starting point. And then we can follow her in the different routes that she takes, when one of them just happened to be that morning on the way to class.
Okay. So now we'll switch over.
So you had the guy with... So talk about the guys that you had. You have actors. You hire actors.
Yes. Have actors. There's so many people behind Project Taken besides me. We have a phenomenal professional actors. We have volunteers, folks who are really dedicated to help others out. And we had some folks who were willing to go through the process of stalking her to the class and to the point that they were sitting down next to her in the class. That's how close they were able to get.
So while we were there, you showed on a big screen everything that you found out about Kimberly. And we were watching her, and she was shocked because she didn't know that you had this information. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had her license plate. You had everything.
I like the part about where he takes a picture. Do you recognize that?
So, Kimberly, jump in.
Absolutely.
Tell us, take us back to that morning when you were first aware that something didn't feel right. And when we were talking earlier this morning before we got on air, you made a comment about how this confirmed your belief to trust your instincts. So
absolutely.
Go with that.
Absolutely. Well, it was the first cold morning that my car had frozen over, and so I was having to scrape my windshield. And so I turned my car on, it was warming up, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw these two guys sitting in a little red car. car, I mean, not even 30 feet from me, staring at me. And the first thought that ran through my head is, are they checking me out? And then I thought, I just kind of justified it away. Oh, no, no. They probably know me from school. I must go to school with them. And then I kind of saw what looked like a phone or a camera. I thought, are they taking pictures of me? And I justified it away quickly. Oh, no, no. They're probably just texting somebody. Or they're probably just heating up their car, too. It's probably frozen over, too. And so I kind of had an uncomfortable feeling of, I feel like I'm being watched. But it's not uncommon to get, you know, to have somebody check you out and you just keep walking. Life
well,
just
you're blonde. Yeah, you're what, 20, yeah. 21?
21.
21, blonde.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
You know, really pretty girl. So, yeah, it's probably not uncommon, and you kind of learn to tune that out.
So you just keep moving with life. Well, it made me nervous. I jumped in my car to back out, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and they were immediately gone. So once I got down the road a couple minutes, I saw them again in my rearview mirror, and that's when I was like, wait, those were the guys that were just outside my apartment. And that was unnerving. So I actually went ahead and called my mom, and I said, hey, Mom, I'm a little uncomfortable here. Like, I just saw these guys. I might be making a big thing out of nothing, but this is that. And she told me to get their license plate number, which I didn't do because I got distracted because I was lost getting to the location of
Project Taken.
Of the class, yeah. So, but what happened is these guys actually followed me all the way around the campus as I was looking for the building that Project Taken was in.
And you justified that.
And I justified that. Oh, they must be going to Project Taken, too. Sure,
so you
why
not? You justified their presence all along the way.
Even though it was creepy.
Absolutely. Even though it made me... this whole process has just reaffirmed my belief that I need to listen to that inner voice. I need to listen to those hairs that are standing up on the back of my neck saying, something's not quite right here. And it's kind of an intuition, but there's no logic to it.
Okay, because they follow you. They were at your house. I mean, they had pictures of you. I remember you said,
because
we didn't know you at all. And you were like, hey, that was this morning. I haven't worn socks with flip-flops except for today.
I never knew that.
I think
I'm
wearing socks.
That was you this morning.
Yeah, yes. And she's like, I'm wearing socks. That was today.
Well, we got into class, and he began to ask. He pulled up my Facebook and immediately...
This is Cameron.
Cameron pulled up my Facebook and immediately thought, oh, no. And I thought, my Facebook's set to private. I don't check into places. I don't post from my phone. Like, I'm safe, right? And then he pulls up my cell phone and it shows the life of my battery and when my battery is
going to
die.
Jump in real quick and tell us why the life of the battery of the phone is important.
Yeah, what's so relevant about that is if I can have access to your phone, where it pings, where you are, and how much battery life you have left, I'm going to be, again, looking for your vulnerabilities. So if your battery life is low, then that's the best time for me as a taker to act upon that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to worry about anyone following you, tracking you for a while.
Or you being able to call anybody.
Exactly.
And most people have iPhones, okay, smartphones. Those have to be charged every day. The batteries run down really fast every day.
Right.
Okay, so we've seen her cell phone battery, we've seen all this, she's on Facebook, she realizes these guys were behind her, and then, you know, everybody's kind of like, well, this is weird.
I mean, this was really suspenseful.
It was really kind of creepy.
I asked her, I said, well, how close, because she was going off of her intuition saying, these guys kind of gave me the creeps, and I said, well, where are they now? How close do you actually think they were able to get to you if they were really a stalker? And she said,
I said, well, they were in their car behind me, but I don't know. I don't know how close that is.
And I said, what, 10 feet, 5 feet, 4 yeah. feet sitting next to you?
And then
then he said, well, Kimberly stalkers, please stand up.
And they were sitting right next to you.
The guy right next to me and right behind me. And I wanted to jump out of my skin.
They stalked you into the class.
Well, he had leaned over and asked you to borrow your pen.
Yeah.
He had been creepy with you even at the beginning of class.
We're sitting in the front row and he was leaning on me. He was leaning on me, and I didn't want to make a scene. I didn't want to be rude. I thought, maybe I'll get up and move, but I'm in the front row. I don't want to make a scene. And then, maybe I'll ask him to sit up, but I don't want to be rude.
So all along the way,
that opportunity to get out.
You have second-guessed yourself. You have dismissed your intuition.
Right.
You've justified their presence. You don't want to be rude to them. I mean, is that common, Cameron?
It is. I mean, we all can justify things away, and I call it the then-what plan. You have to have a then-what. See, Kimberly did the right thing of calling her mom, but then what? I mean, what is it you say to your mom? Okay, Mom, here's where I'm going. Here's what I'm doing. If I don't check in with you at this point, then you need to start going through your process of letting people know. So it's this, okay, well, if I've seen them once and they go away, out of sight, out of mind, don't have to deal with it anymore. And we go on to the next thing because we're busy. But you have to have this thought process of, okay, what if I bump into them again? Then what? What level do I take this to?
You have to close that loop.
You do.
Because she didn't close the loop with her mom. Like, theoretically, if she never showed up, her mom wouldn't really have known where she was going or what had happened.
Yeah.
So on that suspenseful note, we'll be taking a quick break here. You've got 2 minutes until we come back. Check it out on wethepeopleradio.us. You've got all the information about Project Taken. We'll be right back with you after we thank our advertisers here on KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Stranger came and pulled a gun. Take my money, take my wallet, take my credit cards. Here's a watch that my grandpa gave me. Here's a key to my car, Mr. Give It a Whirl. But please don't take the girl.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Who can it be knocking at my door? Make no sound, tiptoe across the floor. If he hears, he'll knock all day. I'll be trapped, and here I'll have to stay. I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friends.
We're back with Project Taken. We're at KCNR 1460. We're chatting. Go to wethepeopleradio.us. Check out the webpage. Everything about Project Taken is right there.
And don't call us because we pre-recorded it.
Yeah. But happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
You can find all the good intel on wethepeopleradio.us, all the good links and stuff to Project Taken, because you know what? If you don't already want to have one of these courses in your own area, well, I think you're just not paying attention, and you should listen to the show again.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we've got one of...
Can I mention one thing right quick?
Yes, you can.
Bob?
I will actually be here engineering this on Sunday morning, so if anyone wants to join in the chat room and talk to me, they can.
Oh, he would like we will not be here to entertain Bob.
We'll be chatting from elsewhere.
Probably we'll chat with you, Bob.
We're not going to say where, though, because that's a safety concern.
Yes,
yes it is.
That's right.
We're not telling you where.
Hey, so
I was going to say, we're going to be in our pajamas at our houses. Oh, no, that's not it.
Hey, so before we get on our next train of thought, Kimberly, if you were to give advice to your friends, your family, anybody that you care about, based on taking the class and that experience of being professionally stalked, what would you tell people?
Oh, it's unnerving. I think it's... First of all, I'm such an advocate of Project Taken, just even for my own demographic. As I was going through the class, I was thinking about all my friends and their Facebooks and how many friends I have that don't have their Facebook set to private, that they check in everywhere they go. They're on Twitter, constantly taking pictures of where they are, and we're just so vulnerable. We're so susceptible.
Taking pictures of the food they're eating.
Even that.
I mean, you don't even have to know what they look like. You can look at their Facebook, and you can see what food they're eating.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, but... women that are putting pictures of themselves in bikinis on Facebook.
Are you still bitter about that?
I just don't understand.
Elizabeth showed up here bitter about that today.
No,
I don't know what that's...
it's like every time I see something like that, and if the ladies that I love actually listen to this CD, I apologize ahead of time, but are you nuts?
She's been capping on you for 2 hours.
Are you nuts? What's that about?
Yeah, okay. It's not a good idea.
Well, I think the advice that I would give is trust your gut feeling. And just be aware. This class is so vital for helping. It just changes the way you think. Changes your whole perspective of being aware. My Facebook was set to private, and they still were able to find me.
I
was still stalked.
Through your friends who don't set theirs to private.
Exactly.
Hey, so Kimberly, do you have a sense of... what our society is like right now. I mean, you're 21, you're in school, you know, you've got your whole life ahead of you, but do you feel safe?
Do I feel safe? Well, I...
That's a no.
I think that it's a no. My security can't be based, though, on the lock on my front door or the, you know, how much I can bench. My security isn't based in that, and there's just no place in that. Our society has kind of moved in a direction of, honestly, my demographic, we live with a complete lack of boundaries. We don't know when to stop sharing information and when to... There's just no sense of...
We have noticed that. Us old people, we have noticed that, yes.
Yeah.
Thus, we're posting pictures.
We've been meaning to talk to you about that.
As a matter of fact.
Wonderful opportunity.
The fact that yes, your demographic feels good about wearing pajamas to the grocery store. That would be a complete breach of boundary right there.
Or wearing pants that says, kiss me or love me or do whatever on your butt. I mean, what is that?
You'll talk
about that, right, Cameron?
Sure.
Okay.
Open invitation. We live as an open invitation to violation because we have no sense of self-worth. Because genuinely, my demographic, and you might even say this for your demographic, we live in a fatherless generation. So yeah. I never had, or I won't speak for my father, but most of our generation is coming from a place of not having parents, mother or father, to tell them, hey, you shouldn't be wearing that, or when you wear that, this is what it's giving off. And
because that's considered all the controls are on the bad people, because we can do whatever we want, because it's not up to us to control that, because we should be able to do whatever we want.
Right.
It's like that's not very smart,
actually. It's not about being controlled. It's about celebrating your freedom. Celebrating your freedom looks like living with boundaries, looks like living with different intimacy levels in different relationships. And with all the social networking that's out there now, we are basically opening up the inner courts of our hearts and saying, welcome world, come.
Yeah.
Come have what you will.
Whoever you are, even if I don't know you.
Right.
And you actually were really aware of your personal security. You've traveled overseas. You know, you work in that kind of world where you would be aware, more aware than a lot of people your age.
Absolutely.
And yet, you didn't feel okay about pulling the trigger on saying, excuse me, creepy guy,
back
you
off.
Know, go away from me.
Right.
Hey, so did that shock you? I mean, did your reaction surprise you?
The actually being taken part, or
no,
the
that you didn't. That
you were sitting next to the guy who'd been following you all
morning. That you justified and reasoned away what your instincts told me wasn't normal or correct or right. Did your own reaction surprise you? Did you think you would have done something different?
Absolutely, because I've grown up with military family. I've grown up with all kinds of different life experience that would should have developed in me the ability to say, hey, excuse me, sir, can you sit up? Or the ability to get up and walk away from somebody who's crossing that boundary. But yes, I was really unnerved at how I responded, and unnerved at... I was kind of kicking myself, honestly, after the class, that I should have done more. I should have gotten his license plate number. I should have
known
taken
better.
A different route. I should have.
So for all the people that go, well, this just makes people paranoid. I mean, this is just going to make people freak out. Okay, would you consider yourself to be more concerned about that than you were before?
Well, it's not really paranoia. It's more an awakened sense of how my actions are affecting people around me. But, you know, Cameron in his class talked about going into the gray space, or basically being, you know, not standing out, not drawing undue attention. And my natural personality is I'm an extrovert, so I'm going to meet you.
Yeah, we hadn't picked up on that.
We didn't notice that at all.
You're the cashier at the grocery
store? I've never had that problem.
I'm going to meet you. But he talked about kind of fading into the gray space, and that's the exact opposite of my personality, but I have such a higher value for that now after being exploited to a sense, to a certain degree.
And we thank you. As other members of the class, we thank you for being exploited, because you were an excellent example.
Yeah,
and
it was great. It really was. I mean, I got to tell you, what a way to kick off the class, Cameron.
Yes.
Seriously.
What gave you that idea?
That idea, again, came from understanding that, okay, what does Project Taken look like for civilians? I can't abduct you, but I need to gain your attention, so you sit here with me for 8 hours. And also, the biggest thing is getting people to understand it doesn't always happen to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, and you know, like Kimberly, she's a very aware person, but guess what? You still are vulnerable when you aren't trained, period.
Did you know she was aware, or did you just get lucky?
Very lucky. Yeah, I mean, awesome. It was wonderful that she was picking up and doing the right things, but I knew, no matter what, she wasn't going to take it to the next step. Nobody does unless they know how.
Interesting.
Okay.
So, I guess from here we segue over to the abductors.
And just so you know, James is sitting here very quietly and patient. We're not going to forget to bring him into the loop.
We're saving the accent for later.
James was, well, he was the hero of the day. We'll get into that, but quite an amazing person.
Yeah, the front row was stellar.
Yeah.
We were all in the front row. See, if you're going to do this class, sit in front.
That's right. You were giving yourself props there as well, right?
Well, we were all
sitting in the front row. Yeah. That's right.
Sitting in the front's great. You know what? You look around, I don't know any of the people who sat behind me, but the front row, here we all are. We didn't invite them. We don't know who they are.
Extroverts sit in the front row, always.
Yeah. I guess so.
So, we have somebody special on the line. Do you want to introduce him, Cameron?
I would love to, because this is what makes my training what it is. It really does. It takes the cheese factor out of it. Even in the military, that was the most frustrating thing with me, working with these soldiers and having really solid instructors that couldn't role play. So you could have the best instructor in the world, but if you can't role play and get the student into the scenario and responding appropriately, it's just another cheesy role play. And so that's with Project Taken. I wanted to make sure that we didn't miss the mark on this. And through some networking, I linked up with the amazing Ryan McKinney. And I say that with no hesitation. This man has been wonderful, not only in his acting and directing abilities, but who he's brought into this program.
So he owns an actor's guild or a studio in Sacramento.
Yes, I will gladly let Ryan share.
Yeah. Ryan? Hey, Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for
having me.
Thanks for being on the show. Hey,
thank you, no problem.
And you're a scary guy, by the way.
Yeah, we enjoyed meeting you last week. Yeah, it was great.
Did you tell your family, hey, I got to be gone this weekend, I'm going to go be a stalker?
Yeah, it's funny. My brother was one of the actors, and we're having a blast because we actually, get to play bad guys. We're usually, kind of the nice boy next door type characters we play, and we get to play the nasty bad guys, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, you were good bad guys, by the way.
So, Ryan, how did you get pulled into Project Taken? I mean, how were you approached? What was your interest in the program?
Well, Cameron approached me several months back, and I have a wealth of actors here at DeFactor Studios. I started this acting school. When I came up here to make a movie a couple of years ago with Lou Diamond Phillips and Pam Grier, and the Sacramento area is where I grew up. I wanted to make movies here, and realized that we had 32 roles that we could cast out of the Sacramento area, and we ended up going to L.A. for 26 of those 32, just because the acting level was a little green here. So I decided, I want to continue to make movies up here, so the best way to do that is to open up my own kind of acting studio, and that's how It Factor was born. And Cameron came to me looking for actors for Project Taken and told me what we would be doing and what the project's been about. And, I feel like... that God has put me here for many things, and I think Project Taken's one of them. Saving people's lives and protecting them. I have no problem with what we're doing, as emotional as it is for us, because it's out of our realm. The four of us that were there last Saturday, we're all very nice guys, and, I'm married and I've got a kid on the way, to see the looks of people's faces and how we're affecting them. It can be a little emotional at first, but then when you realize, what we're doing is saving people's lives, I have no problem with it. I think it's an absolute fabulous program.
Well, I don't think you probably go to PTA with a stocking over your face and a weapon, and you're screaming, "Get down on the floor!"
And no. I have to say that
you're good at it.
You guys pull out all the stops. I mean, the language, the whole bit. I mean, you scream, you yell, you drop the F-bomb, you poke people in the back of the neck with a gun. I mean, the whole bit. I mean, we were there. We were face down on the floor.
Yeah, don't move. Get up. Get down. Give us your purse.
Well, I think that's the thing. I truly believe that the best performances in movies are ones that are very real to the way our society is. And our society is not all a bed of roses. You know, there are some bad people out there. And for you to really believe the situation, yeah, you're in a class. Yeah, you know this is safe and not real. But in that moment, when you look into our eyes as actors, you are going to believe that this is completely real.
Yeah, and you know what? I stink at role playing. I hate it. I've never done well at that.
It's hard to buy into it.
Where they made me do some kind of role play. I stink at that. And so the fact that, you know, the heart rate was up and it was like, okay. I mean, you weren't really going to shoot us or anything, but
that didn't
you guys ramped it up enough to where you really had to think about what you were going to do. And I was really grateful for that because I was kind of, I don't know, you know, I was kind of prepared to walk away and go,
hey,
another not scary thing that was supposed to be scary.
Yeah, and the thing is that I found that I was holding my breath. I wasn't breathing at all.
Told you.
During these encounters with you guys. Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm one of those teenagers that used to babysit on New Year's. That was my favorite thing, was to babysit on New Year's. And I lived in Connecticut, where they have big old houses, and I'd go babysit, and I'd watch super scary movies. Everybody was in bed with all the lights off at somebody else's house. And
I listened to the Top 40 Countdown every year.
I was busy scaring the crap out of myself.
Oh,
I said crap again.
That's okay. That's the one word we can say on air without the big button being pushed.
Oh, man. But, no, that was fantastic. So, we're going to take a really quick break. Can you hang on with us, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you just hold your stocking mask there, and we'll be back with you in 2 minutes. Check out the website, guys, at wethepeopleradio.us. You can learn all about Project Taken, and we'll be right back with these guys here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Every breath you take, and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day, and every word you say.
So if I was going to be stalked by somebody, I wouldn't mind it if it was Sting.
Ew.
I don't know. I think he's kind of cute.
Ew. That reminds me of Mark's birthday card. Oh, wait a minute. That's top secret.
Uh-oh. You blew it. Hey, welcome back. This is going to be a short segment, about 7 minutes, because we're having so much fun that we never want to take a break.
Howard, goofing off.
So we've got Ryan on the line, who is one of the professional actors hired for Project Taken. And Cameron, talk a little bit about how you pick these guys.
Yes. I mean, Ryan can join in at any time, but basically we run them through an audition process, and it's not just based on their acting abilities. It's also based on who they are as an individual, their background.
You want to make sure they're not actually stalkers.
Sure. Yeah, that would be important, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And also to gain their level of interest in making sure they understand what they're getting themselves into. Because a lot of actors, as Ryan will say, or agree with me, they're deep. And not all of them can handle this type of deepness, maybe. I don't know. There's just this different responsibility you take on, I would say, as an actor, when you're putting through somebody through something that they're not acting back.
Yeah, I wondered about that, you know. Yeah. What's it like, Ryan, to actually see that people are afraid of you and they're not pretending to be afraid of you?
Well, I think, the first time I did it, it was really difficult. I realized it was very much real when we were exiting a room and we grabbed this lady's 17-year-old son, and she's on the ground, you know, because we had come into the room and made everybody get on the ground. she looked up and with tears in her eyes said, "Please take me." And Chris Miller, who's a wonderful actor, and he has a big, big heart, he turned around, put a gun in her face, and said, "I told you to shut up." And we walked out with her son, and during the course of that, you know, we were very shaken up the first time, you know, because we're processing, wow, that was a great scene, you know, man, my gosh, it was so real.
But well, it was just scared real. A really nice lady real. Half to death,
Yeah, we scared her half to death, but, you know, her son came back in the room, and he had, you know, been thinking, you know, well, I want to be a sheriff or I want to be a cop. And after the experience with us, he was like, wow, it's not like the movies or video games or any of those things.
Now he's working on his kindergarten teacher credentials.
Yeah, think about a different career choice, you know? And so, you know, I think it's very, it takes a different type of actor. So we're putting, you know, we've got amazing talent. And the guys who are going to be doing Project Taken. Some of these guys have worked with Nicole Kidman and Brad Pitt and, you know, all sorts of different actors. So we're talking about the top of the top.
And a little segue over to Cameron. So you pull your actors from all over the country.
Yes, we have actors in Wilmington, North Carolina. We have some in Virginia.
Which is actually a really common place for movies and television series, correct?
It is, and Ryan could probably answer better than I can. We lived out there for a time and kind of understood Wilmington as the Hollywood of the East Coast.
Yeah, I've been there. It is, actually.
Yeah.
So really talented pool of actors out there. A lot of them have come and have done their time in Hollywood and have moved out there to act out there. But so we have a group of guys out there, and then a group that are in the Sacramento Bay Area, and then a few down in the Hollywood area as well.
Okay. So give us some details on your acting studio and all that, Ryan, for folks that maybe want to know more.
Sure. We're based out of Sacramento. It's called It Factor Studios. We have classes dealing with improv. We have classes dealing with scene study. Everything in our school is film-based, so it's preparing you for the film industry. We're the only school in Northern California outside of L.A. or New York that teaches the Meisner technique. Meisner had taught, Robert Duvall, Sidney Pollack, a bunch of actors. And we also teach the method, which, you know, is famous with Marlon Brando. So we teach all different styles of acting here. One of my mentors used to say, if great acting is Rome, there's many roads to it. So we teach all sorts of different disciplines. But the one thing I can guarantee is that the actors that come here will work. And that's the whole goal of the studio, is to get them the skills to get out there and make money in the industry.
How do they reach you, Ryan?
They can reach me on the web at www.itfactorstudios.com, or they can call the studio at area code 916-439-1460.
Great. And, you know, nice. We will have this up on our website at wethepeopleradio.us so that you can reach Ryan or check out the studio.
Yeah, because you guys were awesome.
Yeah, you were.
And your brother, I'm sure he's a real nice guy, but boy, in a tank top with scary tattoos and a ball of clav over his face and a beard and stuff, it's like, I'm glad he's not my brother.
Yeah, Rhett's a pretty powerful actor, and Chris Miller and Charlie Merlo.
They were great.
Yeah, they're gonna. I think all three of them, you're gonna be paying $10 to see them at theater near you very soon.
You can count on it.
Oh, we can only hope, and we could say, "Hey, that guy held me hostage.
I know him.
Exactly.
I knew him when. I knew him when."
I have a feeling these guys are so passionate about the project, even if they're making big movies in between. I think they're gonna come back to Project Taken. They are so pleased with what Cameron's doing and what we're trying to accomplish. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Well, we have amazing results. We can't wait to hear some of the stories of all the things that are not happening to people because of what you guys ran us through on Saturday. So
hey, and stay on. We're gonna take a 5 minute
no, we're
break.
Not.
No, we're not.
The only people that are getting a 5 minute break are the people on Sunday that we haven't met yet.
Oh yeah.
Because it's really Tuesday right now.
Tuesday afternoon. But we're going to come back to you, and we want to bring James into the conversation. And James, again, was our physical hero.
Yeah.
If you remember him. Well,
yeah, we don't know who he tackled, but he got one of you guys. So we'll be right back with you in just a couple of seconds here. Stay on the line, folks. We're here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Step out of line, the man come and take you.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of We the People Radio. If you're just joining us, I'm one of your hosts, Elizabeth Woodward, here with Aaron Ryan and our great music master, Bob Martin. We're talking to Cameron Gamble of Project Taken. And our other special guest is James, one of the participants in the Project Taken workshop. Aaron and I attended the workshop along with a whole bunch of other people. It was an eight-hour course all about being safe, being aware, dealing with all the dangers that lurk out there around the corner and behind closed doors.
It was mostly about staying out of all the dangers that lurk out there.
Yep.
Because we're walking into it all the time. And part of the great problem that most of these types of things have is that the scenarios that you would work on in any kind of a class or workshop are totally fake. Completely fake and stupid.
Sure.
And then you have your basic stupid role-playing, and you read it off a little script, and then, you know, here you, if the guy's standing here, then you move over here. And
stage, we've all taken stage those. Left.
We've all taken those kinds of personal safety type things, and they're stupid.
Well, however, yours is a little different.
Yeah, I mean, even the course itself is not based on what a couple college grads thought would be a great idea in terms of how to present captivity to people. This is stories of people who are in captivity, and me taking those scenarios, those real-life stories, and taking the teaching points out of them and giving them back to people so they can understand, okay, these things we absolutely see in captivity.
And see, your whole program is not academic in nature. I mean, you've got years under your belt of training the military.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like you said, it's not the brainchild of a couple of academics.
Sure.
And real-life actors.
Yeah, and
professionals.
We've captured him and held him hostage. He's on his phone in Sacramento, but we have Ryan from IT Factor Studios.
In Sacramento,
and they are an acting studio and really teach people how to be, what did you say, the people in your studio all work? Or something like
that? Yeah, it's really, our studio's about getting actors the skills to work in the industry. I don't even like calling acting. I like calling acting being, because you really got to be real in film, television, whatever, to have a career, to be at the top level. It's about being real, and I think it really helps with Project Taken because it is a real experience for the participants involved. As actors, we have to be completely real. Otherwise, the whole idea of the program falls apart.
You literally have to convince people that the part you're playing is not a part that you're playing.
Absolutely. We've got to convince you that when I say I'm going to take a finger off your hand,
you're going to believe that
I'm going to take a finger off your hand.
Yeah, I'm going to put your finger in a box. That was the spooky part. Yeah.
Hey, so, Ryan.
Yeah.
Cameron had mentioned earlier that those of you, the professional actors that participate in the scenarios that he presents in this workshop, that you actually play off the actions of the people in the workshop. And that's, I think, where James comes in. James was in the class with us, and I would say that he was probably the one person that went kind of above and beyond and surprised all of us with how he reacted to the scenario that was presented. So, James, hey, you've been sitting here for the last hour. It's time you talked.
Yeah, it's a joy to be on your show. It's great to be with you again, and you, Cameron. I'm not sure that anyone wouldn't have reacted in the way that I reacted to the scenario that I was put in.
So tell everybody that's listening, what was the scenario?
So this particular scenario was one of four or five scenarios that Cameron put us through in the day, was being in a classroom of students when a mad, out of his mind gunman came into the school with purpose for causing harm and taking out some of his grievances against people in you know, in society. So we were taken by surprise, and Cameron had been teaching us all day to be aware of ourselves and how we can understand who this guy is, what does he want, and how far he's going to go in order to get what he wants, and therefore to respond to what's being presented in front of us. And it was clear on this particular scenario that this gunman was out of his mind, and he just wanted to wreak some sort of revenge. So I found myself amidst a group of ladies. I think I was the only guy.
You were too.
I was the only guy in there, wasn't I? With a group of
that wasn't intentional.
10 or 12
no pressure.
Ladies. Well, I was pressurized into getting some balls and stepping up, because one dear lady got in there before me, didn't she? And she said, oh, you can take me, let these guys go. And it was at that moment I was like, dang it, lady, that's my cue to step up. So I was kind of forced into stepping
up. You've been pretty laid back for most of the day in this workshop. We didn't...
you were
stressed. We didn't see you doing what you did.
I was sitting next to him. He was stressed.
Yeah, truly, I found the day very intense and fairly frightening. I've not experienced anything like this or the scenarios that I was put through, and I had been pretty close, just hoping that I was going to learn but not be put in one of these live scenarios. I've never been part of the military, you know, I've never had a gun pointed at my head before, and I've certainly not been treated in the way that I was treated in that event. So I'd not been given the opportunity to respond or act or test myself out. And as much as you know rationally that this is just a scenario, it's not real, it's been set up, you're safe, Project Taken has that incredible ability of taking you outside of your comfort zones in a very real way and giving you on-the-job training, so to speak, that the average civilian just really wouldn't get. I imagine in the military this sort of stuff is available, Cameron, on a regular basis. But for me, you know, former stockbroker and then pastor and now I'm a student, I just am really, really unaware. So I found myself with a gun to the back of the head and a guy saying that he was gonna start taking the numbers, and I had to assess, was I gonna be able to talk this guy out of what he wanted to do, or was I going to take the opportunity to try and take the guy down? And that's the decision that I made in the moment. No, I had the gun to my head, and I thought, yeah, there's tension there between him and me. I can, you know, if I move quickly, maybe I can take him out. So that's what I chose to do.
It
was awesome watching from the other room. All of a sudden, James turns around and runs the guy right off the who was it anyway? Who was the actor?
Yeah, that was Rhett. Ryan? That was Ryan's brother, Rhett.
So. And Ryan, you probably can tell us what Rhett's reaction was after the fact as to how James handled that situation. What did he think of it?
He's like, the guy attacked me.
He literally tackled him.
Yeah, well, the thing about Rhett is he's a very gifted actor, and he's in the moment. The four of us that were there on Saturday had not experienced somebody trying to take one of us down.
Wasn't in the contract.
I truly figured it might have been Chris Miller, because Chris is, you know, kind of the Michael J. Fox guy, you know, kind of short and sweet, the guy next door. But Rhett's the biggest, you know, and he's the one with the most attitude. I thought nobody's going to try to take Rhett out. And when James did, I mean, his adrenaline was pumping. He was just like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so proud that this guy went after me in that situation. He was so excited, and it just, for him, he was just like, I want to do more and more of these. Because
yeah, what a
an
funny
actor, you know, we're scripted all the time as
yeah,
actors.
Yeah.
You know, we know what's going to happen. In this situation, you don't know what's going to happen, and you have no idea. You're working within the structure of a scene as an actor, but when somebody does something like that, it takes a whole different direction. And you know, the gun got away from Rhett when James and Rhett were struggling, and one of the girls picked up the gun and put it to the back of Rhett's head.
Yay.
And he was like, whoa!
Anarchy!
I didn't expect that, you know, and for that girl, I don't know who it was, to have that wherewithal in the middle of something so surreal to pick up that gun and point it at him.
And she was convincing.
Unbelievable. And that's Cameron.
Yeah, like you
Cameron's
weren't.
Training, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so James, do you think that Project Taken kind of breaks through all the stereotypes of those that are at risk for being abducted or being put in that kind of situation? Because, I mean, did you ever... I mean, you were there taking the class. What brought you to take the class?
A number of things, but I think it boiled down to the fact that I saw as being given opportunity through what Cameron's doing with Project Taken to be educated, to be made aware as to the dangers that exist in our society today. And sadly, the dangers are all over the place. I saw this guy's credentials. Initially, I wouldn't have come and joined up. But if you read Cameron's bio on the Project Taken website, this guy's entirely hardcore. You know, he's trained the Navy SEALs how to survive when it really counts. And so, as a guy, I went from thinking, no, this is probably for the ladies, you know, a bit of self defense, to thinking, wow, this is an opportunity for me to really be trained and really to learn and really to see what's compelled this guy to make this available to me, a civilian. So I really was unaware last Saturday morning, just as you know, just to the statistics empirically as to the dangers there. And Cameron thankfully has given me a whole lot more to think about, to pass on to my wife, to my children, and to how to conduct myself.
And that kind of brings me to a point. We've talked about the fact that this workshop would be a little bit much for kids, but parents have the ability to kind of sift through it and take home what they think would be applicable to their kids. Your kids, for example.
Or do a workshop just for kids.
Sure.
I'm working on my sister in the Bay Area to do this for her 8th grade class, because I think this would be excellent training for a bunch of junior high school kids. They're as dingling as they come.
Yeah.
I mean, they're totally not paying attention. And the guys from Ryan's studio. Isn't Chris the one who works with child actors, Ryan?
Yeah, Chris is our kids instructor, and he's had training in early childhood development. He runs several after school programs, and he does all of my kids teaching. He's phenomenal with them. You know, our kids are doing commercials and all sorts of different things in the industry. So, yeah, he's phenomenal.
When he wasn't running around with a woman's stocking over his face and a gun, you know, he was very, very nice. He seemed very very low-key. I think kids would really like him without the gun and the stocking over his head. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. Hang with us. We'll be right back with you. We're listening to KCNR 1460 AM. We're talking to Project Taken here at the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair, because I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched, but maybe showers remind me of a psycho tumor. That's why
I always feel like someone is watching me, and I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like someone is watching me.
Welcome back. You're joining We the People Radio. We're talking to Cameron Gamble, the founder, creator, and awesome guy. Project Taken.
Yeah, because somebody is watching you. They might not be watching you in your shower, but you know what? The technology, they're working on it. We've got smart meters now. They're going to know when you're in the shower because your hot water heater will turn on.
Well, to know you is to exploit you.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
That'd be like the new t-shirt coming out, huh? If you're a stalker, get one now. You heard it here first. So Ryan, I had a question for you. You guys are used to playing bad guys. You play bad guys, you play good guys, you play all sorts of stuff. But what have you noticed now that you've done two of these classes, two of these Project Taken events? What have you noticed about the people? Because the first group was like 100 people, right? You guys had a lot of people in the first one?
No. About the same.
Okay. How many were there? Anyway?
About 30.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Roughly.
So you had about the same amount of people in each one. What did you notice as an actor of the people in these two groups? Did you see people's attitude change? Did you see them progress? You know, from your vantage point, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. I think during the course of the day, they start, by the time we get to that last scenario, they really have a grip on the material that Cameron's presenting. And I find themselves, you know, for example, the first time, you know, I was one of the gunmen when we came in on a group of people that were like in a study hall. And there was this one woman that kept trying to engage me and get me focused on her being a mom and that she could help me. And the whole time I was engaged with her, I started to focus on her and stop focusing on the two teenage girls right next to her. And that was originally my focus, but she kept interrupting my train of thought and talking about, I'm a mother, I can help you. And I said, well, how old's your child? She said 16, and she kept going. And then later on, I found out that those two girls that were right next to her were her, in fact, her daughters.
Mm.
And she had brilliantly taken what Cameron had taught, used it, and I knew what she was doing, but I was still so in the moment with her that I never once looked at her daughters.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah, because you could see, you know, when people first came in, you know, everybody's a little nervous, and, you know, at the end, it's very different, you know.
Well,
I think everybody walking out to their cars was in a whole different frame of mind as when they first came through the door.
And they react different to us when they find out we're actors. I mean, they're like, very appreciative. They know that, but some people don't even want to, they're so shaken up by the experience, they don't even want to talk to us. Others are very, you know, thank you, everything you've done, you know, and everything.
And others say, well, you need to call our radio show.
Yeah.
The other guy, Charlie? Is that right?
Yeah.
You know what? If I would have seen that guy on the street, I would have thought, oh, you know, nice guy. But I'll tell you what, he's got the face morph going on there. He contorts into a really scary face. I think, Cameron, you said something about that when you first met him, you were like, I don't think you're going to cut the mustard.
Because he's kind of a pretty boy.
Yeah, when Charlie, Ryan and I discussed this, when Charlie came in to audition for us, my first reaction was, yep, not going to work. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw him perform during the improv, I was blown away, and I was absolutely, put this guy on right now.
Yeah,
he did a great job, and Chris Miller, you know, it's funny, at the end, when we were all standing around talking, I was like, I could totally see this guy working with kids, but again, you know, what a stocking over your face will do for your scariness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was very cool. You guys did a. It's really physical too.
It is. It's a very draining experience. I saw Charlie last night. We were at an event, and he was like, "Man, I slept all day Sunday.
Wow.
I was so emotionally drained." You know.
Well, and you know what's amazing is how you guys interacted with each other too, because as the tension escalated, you guys all turned on each other. I mean, you were literally, I mean, I expected you guys to come to blows at a couple of points.
Yeah, because the last one, you know, where I had to give you the keys to my truck, and you guys are all yelling at each other, we got to get out of here, where's the other guy? And the one guy's...
All right.
And the one we saw you guys on the camera, yeah, one of them slugged the other one. That was good, by the way. It looked like they slugged each other.
Yeah, I think one of you slapped one of the other. I mean,
yeah, there was just some slapping.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think Rhett slapped Chris pretty hard.
Yeah,
But
the thing that was cool is the people that were in the room, and we were watching on on a camera, but the folks that were actually in that situation, they were all blindfolded. So you guys didn't really have to do any of that. You could just clap your hands together. And I thought, that's pretty, that's really smart. You guys made it really real for us sitting in the other room. I mean, we were kind of wondering how they were going to get out of there. We're sitting there going, crawl under the tarp,
Right.
So
I think it's, I think for us, we have to make it real to stay in it. And, I'm there, and I'm basically, we're working off of Cameron scenarios, and I'm kind of directing and writing based on their reaction. I'm telling the guys, okay, do this, do that. This will get another reaction, And I think, my background in writing and directing is great. It's very fun to, dive in and kind of create this story and this scenario literally in real time as it's happening.
Well, it's kind of like it's kind of like live theater when you engage the audience.
Yeah, but the thing is part of your audience is the people that are involved in it.
Right, and right.
So it's a whole different kind of experience. It's the most intense acting experience I've ever been involved in. And I've done 60 theater plays, and I've done close to 50 film productions in my career so far.
Well, it's got it,
and it's amazing.
Cameron had mentioned that you guys are pretty deep emotionally and psychologically, because you have to be given what you do for a living. But this has got to just hit it out of the ballpark for you, because this is like a whole different gig. I mean, you're doing something that may result in someone staying safe. I mean, you're actually going to impact somebody's life.
Yeah, I want to know if you had to, if somebody said, hey, what'd you do on Saturday? And you had to explain this particular job, what would be your... your short. I thought we were having a little break there. I thought we were having an involuntary station break there. Nope, it was just music playing in the back of my mind.
It's just Bob's cell phone going off.
Bob's cell phone. It sounded so much like shut up. It's time for the commercial. Anyway, if you had to do a quick promo for this, for somebody who's listening to this going, I don't think I want a big scary guy with a plastic gun chasing me around. I mean, what would you tell somebody?
I would just say, if you're interested in taking Project Taken, I think it's the best program to protect yourself. If you want to protect yourself, your loved ones, your children, your spouse, your parents, anybody that's important to you, your business even, go to a seminar. And yes, it'll be the best amount of money that you could pay to have this type of experience, and it'll change your life. It'll change the way you look at the world, in a negative way. I think knowledge is power. That old saying, knowledge is power. I think in this case it is, because you to have real true freedom is also having security, I think.
Yeah, and Cameron had said early on that this was going to develop muscle memory. And we all know, anybody who is an athlete knows, muscle memory is key.
Yes.
That's why you do layups. That's why when you play ball, you do layups and layups and layups. Yep.
And as far as actors, we talk about this at the studios. It's really, you have to be constantly in class to build that kind of muscle memory as an actor. And same thing with this Project Taken. You got to be able to do it and live it, and it just is reinforcing those skills every step of the way.
That was fantastic. Well, without you guys, it would have been another stupid role play thing. So
was awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate the fact that you guys take your job so seriously and that you're so good at what you do.
Yeah.
James, you want to apologize to anybody for knocking him on the ground?
Do not apologize.
I don't think I need to apologize. Do not apologize. He was he looked as though he could handle himself, but no, thanks for just throwing yourself in so wholeheartedly to educate me, because Yeah, I cannot recommend Project Taken highly enough. It's been a paradigm change of mindset for me in how I conduct myself and how I live on a daily basis.
So, well, and I know that Aaron and I and so many people that were involved when the second we heard about this, we were so on board. And we're doing everything that we can to push it and promote it as well.
Oh, yeah. But nobody's going to hear about this if the people that are listening don't get this program out.
And
so
you know,
I would encourage
we
you to
yeah,
go to the archive, We the People Radio. In a couple hours, it'll be archived on there. And email the show to other people. Email it through that through the website there, because it'll take all that data with it. You'll be able to connect to Cameron. Ooh, and I would especially recommend that you click on the video on the ProjectTaken.com website. They showed us that in the thing, and that started the whole deal out. And it's like, yeah.
It's a little scary, but...
Yeah, it's scary, but
it's
know,
real life.
So it's even scarier to think that this stuff had happened to you and you wouldn't be prepared. So Ryan, we'll let you go about your day, and we
thank
really
you
appreciate
so
you jumping on
much.
With us, and we'll see
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, thank you.
We'll see you in the next hostage situation there.
Yeah, sounds good. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks.
Bye, Ryan.
Thanks to all the folks at It Studios. Alrighty, you are here at We the People Radio. We're listening. You're listening to us on KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Lord, everyone around me, I try so hard to please, still the only one unhappy, feeling broken down is me. But things are gonna change with each new setting sun. Starting now, looking out for number one.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Though you may forget me, you're still on my mind. Look over your shoulder. I'm walking behind.
Oh my God. That's classic. I mean, in more ways than
the
one.
The Project Taken theme song has just taken shape.
Yes. Hey, we're back here with Cameron Gamble of Project Taken. Go to the website. Join the website, www.projecttaken.com. It's free, and you will get weekly updates on how to stay safe. So, Cameron, we were going to wrap up.
I want my music update. I mean, my weekly update to come with music, though.
We were going to wrap up the class, and you were going to address the fear factor of taking that class.
Yeah, you know, it's very important for people to understand that this is not a PG-rated show that we're putting on. This is rated R, because captivity is rated R.
R for really R. scary.
Really scary.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that shouldn't hinder people from coming, because if there are moments in the seminar that you just can't sit in it, that's fine. Go back out. Regain your thoughts, talk to one of us, one of the volunteers, and come back in if you're ready. And also, it's not mandatory that everybody goes through these scenarios. That's important to understand as well. So if they have past experiences and they just don't feel comfortable, they want to watch, that's fine. So I can't apologize for the rating of Project Taken, but in addition to that, so where's the solution? What if it's too scary for my family, but we really want to go? Then I will come to you, or we'll put on a course specifically designed for you that's not watered down in information, but certainly more appropriate for the age of my students.
So you can do specific programs if you work in a bank, if you are going as a missionary overseas, if you have a family, you can work with a specific family. So you can tailor Project Taken to any particular situation.
Yes, absolutely. And we have, with the programs we have designed, families have already come up to me and said, okay, can't quite convince my family that we need to go, but we need you to come to us. Can you do that? Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay, great. And just so you know, the cost of the 8-hour course is really not prohibitive. It's $99.
I mean, and if you bring four of you,
it's
$75.
We try to make it as affordable as possible. I don't want anybody to miss out on being able to go. If you kind of look at it, $99, wow, that seems like a lot. Well, guess what? We're spending $200 to $300 on a car seat because we're concerned with our child's safety.
That's right.
So I'm giving you life skills that go far beyond the car seat. You outgrow the car seat. You don't outgrow this program.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You could waste a lot of money trying to keep yourself safe with tools, and especially tools. You know, there are a lot of things out there. You know, you've got pepper spray, and you got this, and you got that. All these things you have to have with you that you have to really be good at using, that most people are not. I mean, that this nobody can take the tools you give us away from you and be used against you.
Sure.
Yeah, like you can, so many other things, yeah.
You can pick up some pepper spray or a taser gun, and that's great, and Cameron, you advocate the carrying of that stuff. But I think without Cameron's training, you just really can't pick up the tools that he's looking to pass
because
on to us.
So this is more mental than it is physical.
Yeah, I mean, it's emotional, it's mental, but mm-hmm. Yes, it's the then what. Like I was talking about earlier with Kimberly, okay, you've called your mom, then what? You have a weapon, but now you can't use it, then what?
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people base everything on, well, I have a concealed carry permit, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when it's gone?
Mm-hmm.
And now
yeah.
you're vulnerable again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then what?
Yeah. What happens when they are watching you in the shower?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oopsie.
And so to find out about upcoming courses, they just go to projecttaken.com.
Go to projecttaken.com, look on the event registration page, and we'll list what city we're going to be in. And if folks want us to come to their city, they got to let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We will go where the need is, and it's everywhere, but we need to go where people can get behind this and say, yes, I want you to come into my community, teach our children, and I'm only one person. Yes, there's volunteers behind this. There are a lot of people who believe in this, but it's going to take people in the community to get their heads out of the cloud, and I don't mean to disrespect anybody, but that's where most of us are.
Because seriously, folks, things are not getting safer out there.
No,
it's not.
There are a lot of things you can do for your family. You know, it's funny, with Christmas coming up, people are going to spend a lot of money on different things for family that are going to really not be that valuable at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And things like this, potentially averting, I mean, when you're looking at having one man, woman, or child abducted 1.2 every 10 minutes.
Nearly 8 an hour. Eight people an hour.
Yeah, that's a lot of folks.
In the United States are being abducted.
So 16 by the time we're finished with this, this radio show.
Yeah, whose lives have absolutely changed.
Yeah.
And it may well, it's definitely the case. With this training, you can reduce the likelihood of you becoming the next statistic.
Well,
that's what
not,
I've taken away.
Yeah, you don't have to be a movie star.
No.
I mean, although, James, I know, you know, you're trying to travel under an assumed name because, you know, you got the 007 deal going on there.
I can't see how good looking I am.
Hey, so you've got somebody special on the line. Can you...
Yeah, remember Lisa?
Oh, I looked at you with surprise.
I know,
did my wife call
he's
in?
He's like, what are you talking about?
You say special, I think of my wife. So.
Yeah, sorry.
Elizabeth.
Sorry, Jennifer. I didn't mean to use that term so loosely. So Lisa's on the line, and Lisa's got a personal experience.
She does. Lisa came to the class. She's actually one of Ryan McKinney's students at It Factor Studios. But she came to the class because she has experience with this particular thing, and I'll let her kind of share that if she feels comfortable. But Lisa's going to be in the next one in Sacramento, and so she's a huge advocate for it, and I don't want to speak for her, so
we'll let her speak for herself.
Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks for joining.
Thanks for pulling over.
It's my pleasure. I am completely a fan, so I'm glad to be able to have this opportunity.
So are you cool to tell folks your background a little bit?
Sure. Well, I've had a couple of experiences that were a little uncomfortable, and to say the least. I do a lot of public speaking. I do a lot of interviews on television for various groups that I support. You know, some of those are controversial. And I am also a registered process server, so I've been in some scenarios that were a little bit stressful. And in one particular situation, someone saw me on an interview on a television program, got a hold of my cell phone number, and pretty much started stalking me for the next couple of days until the police were able to find out who it was and stop that situation. But, you know, it was the first time I ever really said, hey, you know, I'm not paying attention here, and I've got to get some tools and some more skills to really learn how to defend myself.
What's the biggest thing you've changed based on the information you have now?
I would say just a lot more awareness, you know, no more walking through parking lots, texting and, you know, not paying attention to where I've left my car, things like that, just little things like that. I'm also a student, and ever since Virginia Tech, I've had a lot of concerns about, you know, the vulnerability of being in a classroom setting where I don't even pay attention to where the exits are and how quickly I might need to get out, or walking across the dark campus at night. You know, I'm just far more aware than I ever was before.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
And what do you find with most people that you talk to? Are they Do they realize
they're
open?
Well, I just had a conversation. Yes, I had a conversation today with a law enforcement chaplain, and she's going to get all of her chaplains involved in coming to one of the next classes because, you know, she feels like it's a skill, you know, additional skills that they need, and they're in training all the time, you know, having to deal with a lot of hostility and coming into homes that where there's been, you know, a shooting or various other trauma that's happened to a family. And so I talked to them about this, and they are very excited, and pretty much everyone I've mentioned it to is on board with coming to the next class.
That's fantastic. And so just based on what you've learned, and now you're going to be an actor in the things, or you just know...
I don't know. I'm going to do whatever Cameron tells me to do.
We're like, are you going to be one of the girl stalkers?
You know, I was pretty impressed.
I don't know. Whatever he tells me he needs, I'm going to be there to do it. And if it's just nothing more than sweeping the floor up afterwards, then that's good enough for me.
I was pretty impressed by the team of people involved in this, Cameron. I mean, you're the one person that I had had contact with all along, and I knew there would be actors, but you have quite a staff.
It's unbelievable the people that are not only getting involved with this on a professional level, but also just willing to volunteer their time because they believe so much in it. And that just you look back over the years of sacrifice that my family has made to make this thing happen, and then to hear stories of people like Lisa who's had these life experiences, and folks who are coming from back overseas for my first class saying, everything that we saw over there was because of you in terms of threats, and we were able to deal with it appropriately. It makes all the sacrifice worth every single bit of it. But to have the support, that's what we need. We absolutely need the support.
So if two parents came to one of your workshops, mm-hmm. how do they filter that information down to their kids? What do you do with yours?
Yeah, the wonderful thing about what we teach, or what I teach in the classroom, but the role players help me reemphasize this, are the basic concepts of identifying the ordinary, so the unordinary sticks out. So we can take a normal situation and say, what are we supposed to be seeing? And then we can make the determination, okay, why is this here? Question it. Okay, it's unordinary. Why? Does it make sense for it to be here, and should we engage with it, or should we avoid it altogether?
So, like, if you're on a regular schedule and you go to work every single day, you're the one that opens up the business, and usually there are no cars in the parking lot, and then one day you go to work and there is a car in the parking lot. That ought to stand out.
It should. Yeah, and then we... are we nosy? And it's going to depend on our personalities. Do we go and we investigate it, or do we look not just at the one thing? We got to get off of this myopic mindset of, okay, this one thing. No, look at the big picture. Look around us. Look behind us. Why is it here? What is it doing? What does it want? And how far will it go to get what it wants? And I know you just gave an example of a car sitting in a parking lot, but we have to question those things. And it's better to be a little bit safe than it is to be sorry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Lisa, we super appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you.
Any other...
it's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to the next class.
Sorry. Yeah. Any other stuff that people should know? So if somebody's out there thinking, I don't know if I want to do this or not, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that... It's going to be a new life skills that they're going to really be able to use on a daily basis, and that they should not waste any time in hesitating to sign up and come to the class.
It's so much better than the really hardcore commercial that says, hey, you better take the class or we'll stalk you. Yeah, because that's probably not good. It's probably too much.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks,
with us.
Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Get back
hope
on the road.
Hope to see you again.
Okay, thank you.
See you next time.
So, Cameron, what do you do? So, Cameron, what do you do with your kids? And when we come back from the break, I just got the big the big hand signal.
We're coming up to
the
end here.
We're coming up to a break.
Okay, so we got to take a quick break, and we want to know what you do with your kids, because that is an interesting story. And yes, if you can give us two bits on the gal that just is coming back from Columbia, we're sorry we couldn't get her on here, because she had a cool story, too.
Very cool story.
James, you still okay over there?
Yeah, very happy.
Okay,
great.
Good. We've got everybody checked in. We'll be right back with you here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
I can see clearly. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
People think I'm crazy, don't worry all the time. You paid attention, you'd be worried too. You better pay attention, all this world we love so much might just kill you. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so, cause there's the jungle out there.
Hey, welcome back. We the People Radio. Last 15 minutes, we're talking to Cameron Gamble of Project Taken. So, Cameron, what can families do in their everyday lives?
Yes, this is a simple one for me because I am a family man, have four children, and getting on to your children's level, getting down to your children's level, rather, and making them understand basic concepts that if you start at their level, by the time they get to your age, they're going to be much better at identifying awareness and threats than you will be. And so taking the opportunities to teach your children when you're driving down the road, and asking the simple questions of, okay, here's where we're going, what should we be seeing? And then when you arrive to that location, saying, okay, what are we seeing? Are we seeing what we said we should, because that's ordinary? Or and at this point, is there anything out of the ordinary, and why? And that is the most basic thing we can teach our kids. So when they're on their own, when they're at school, when they're at a friend's house, they can identify ordinary, what it's supposed to look like, how it's supposed to feel. And so when the unordinary happens, they can run it through this process of, okay, is it a threat against me? Should I avoid it? Should I engage with it?
So rather than hold my hand, go with me, go where I say, you know, watch me, and if I'm not there, you're stuck.
Yeah, right.
Because, I mean, that's what you hear all the time. You hear people totally control every move of their kid, and they don't teach them.
Yeah, and also
teach them how to think for themselves.
Having accountability for your kids is key in teaching them the importance of being on time when you say you're going to be on time. Accountability is what keeps people safe, especially with getting on the internet. Parents should be involved in what their kids are doing on Facebook. And that's not to be invasive. That's just to be protective. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility.
Okay, talk to me about being gray.
Okay, gray. What is this concept of gray?
That. Yeah.
Gray is the opposite of, you know, undue attention. Putting yourself out there with the pink pajamas that say yummy across the bottom. At 10 o'clock at night at Kmart when you're getting candy. That should scream wrong, but in a young girl's mind, that's not wrong. Or a young guy who's an extrovert and he's trying to impress his friends. It's that one thing. Like, for example, you two in here are different, James and Elizabeth, than Aaron and Bob and I. Why? There's one thing that sticks out. You're wearing name badges.
Yeah. Right?
Those simple things draw attention. They really do. And so if you get out of work and you've got your name on.
Fine, I'm taking mine off then.
Yeah, take that name badge off.
But now you blend in. Now there are four against one, right? So those
simple
things.
No, I'm out of itchy. Mine's gone.
Those simple things draw attention and prevent you from being gray.
So as much as you hate to be politically correct, girls really need to watch what they wear.
Well, sure. I mean, it's the class we do talk about that. It's not about cramming modesty down their throat, but at the same time, it's making them aware that when you do this, there's going to be attention, whether you like it or not. And it's not that you can't have that attention. You know, some of the girls just can't help but have attention just by the way they look and how many guys come up to them.
You can help yourself, though, can't you? You know, the phrase, great phrase, is, you know, if you don't want to catch sharks, don't fish with shark bait.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just don't do it, girls.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was don't hang out with chums.
Hey, and what about varying your routine?
You know, one of my top five things, probably the number one thing that a person can do for themselves is to assess their vulnerabilities. And you can do that before you even come to my class. But if you can take a look, kind of step back, and take a look at your life, where are you most vulnerable, and categorize it. Where are you most vulnerable on the internet? Where are you most vulnerable on your way to work, when you go to the grocery store, when you're with your kids, when you're without your kids? And look at those little pieces of your life and try to find the wormholes, like the taker will when he gets into your life. So look at the vulnerabilities and try to tie those loose ends up. And then also ask somebody else you trust where you're most vulnerable, because people will... They will tell you.
So if you find out that there's a lot of crime happening around the Raley's on Lake Boulevard, don't go to Raley's on Lake Boulevard.
It's very
simple.
It's very hard to become a victim if you've avoided the situation entirely. Yeah, and victims, I mean, if we think it can't happen to us, in the United States alone, we've been talking earlier about 1.2 Americans every 10 minutes are abducted. I mean, Phoenix, Arizona, I talk about Phoenix a lot, and it's important because we need to understand something, that ransom isn't what it used to be. We have this idea of it being a multi-billion dollar industry.
So you don't have to be a wealthy person to be held for ransom.
Exactly. That's too easy. Okay. That's too stereotypical. Now it's let's pick off one of your most vulnerable parts, which is your child who just moved away, and let's get a quick $2,000-$3,000 for them.
So it's a volume business.
It is. It's as many as we can grab and shove through this process, and hope they come out alive at the end of it, so we can get on to the next one. Is all it is, and it's happening in Phoenix. It's happening here in Redding. Redding being a major corridor for sex trafficking up and down I-5 with drug trafficking. It's happening all over, all around us.
Talk about the sex offender thing, because that was an eye-opener.
Yes.
They actually do live near the schools, don't they?
They do. It's based on being able to live in a school system or within a certain radius of the school. It depends on how long ago their crime was and how violent it was. But as you saw from this weekend, we have men who have raped children under the age of 14 living in a school zone, right across the street.
Like across the street.
Yes.
And you showed us that. You know, you found these guys online, and through Google Earth, you were able to show us where they lived and what school they lived across the street from.
Yeah, and everyone that's listening has the ability to do that. And it's if vulnerabilities assessment is my number one, using technology to your advantage is number two. You are without excuse. We live in the 21st century to either get on the internet or use your phone and find out who these people are. And I'm not saying.
What was the name of that app again that was so easy to put on the phone?
Sex Offenders.
That's it. The name of the app?
Sex Offenders.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, and it'll pop right up on the phone and show you the little pins about where they are. So when you have your kid going to stay over at somebody else's house, or you're checking out a daycare provider or any of that stuff, you pop in that address, you look at what's going on in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and if folks go to ProjectTakeIt.com and become a member, the membership is free. And I try to make it as free as possible, as much of this as free as possible to the public, so we can educate them. If they go become members, they're going to get a tip of the week from me, where we take big topics like that and make it broken down for your family to understand that this applies to you, and if some of it doesn't, well, take what you can and use it. And so membership is free. They can come, get educated, find out what devices I'm using on my phone and what my family's using on the internet, so we can identify these threats and completely avoid them.
Yeah, and figure out ways to get this to other people.
Yes.
Figure out ways to get this into the mainstream population, whether you're a teacher, maybe you're a Sunday school teacher, maybe you work at a private school, especially if you want to get it out to kids. And bottom line is, look at your workplace.
Yeah, business owners, yeah. Right.
Now look at your workplace. That is a...
Yeah, disgruntled employees. I've been in that situation. I have, so that does exist.
Well, and look at all the people who work at night. You know, things happen. Things happen, and there are a lot of people out there. I don't think anybody's unaware of the level of crazy people that are.
And it's ratcheting up
in our world.
Because economic situations, when they go downhill, everything else does too.
Yeah. So how many scenarios did you make up after going to the Occupy Wall Street camps? Is that where you get most of your good material? I couldn't help it. When Elizabeth said only the rich people get kidnapped, I was like, wait a minute, but that's only 1%. How could you have 1.2 people every 10 minutes if it's only one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that math falls apart again, doesn't it? That 1%'s fake.
Yeah.
I think they're lying. So, James, our new best friend and attacker, thanks for coming on board.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's been a joy. Thanks, Cameron, for Project Taken.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. ProjectTaken.com, guys, go there. Learn, be smart.
And all the links.
Send this program out to your friends. They need it.
WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Absolutely. All right. We're out of here for another week. See you next week.
See you next week back live in the studio, ladies.
A much shorter program.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.